The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Now, I gotta let Kenny Loggins calm down there before we get into the danger zone with David Trainer. David, of course, is the president of New Constructs. If you're not familiar, go to newconstructs.com and understand that the kind of analysis we have here on the danger zone, well, they do it about stocks, but also about mutual funds and ETFs. And you're looking at a methodology that is designed to sort of tell you when something might not be quite what it appears. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that trust has taken a terrible beating on Wall Street and that no advisory relationship works without trust. To start building that trust with a financial counselor, check out HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who is in the danger zone today?
Hologix, ticker H-O-L-X.
Danger, danger zone.
And why is Hologix in the danger zone? What are they doing that makes them look particularly dangerous to you?
They're bragging about an acquisition, a large acquisition, $3.7 billion acquisition of a company called Genprobe that they are lauding as earnings accretive and, to quote the press release, providing attractive economics to shareholders when in reality, the opposite is the case.
Why is the opposite the case? I mean, this is one of those things that most folks take on face value.
That's right. You know, and it's part of the regular Wall Street parlance to talk about whether or not an acquisition is accretive or not accretive. But the truth of the matter is earnings accretion has absolutely no reflection or indication of what the underlying economics of the deal are. There's this thing called the high-low fallacy, and you can see it on my blog. And you can find it if you probably Google it pretty quickly, find many examples of where I've referred to it in the past. But the high-low fallacy refers to the fact that as long as a company with a higher PE buys a company with a lower PE, the combined earnings per share are higher than whatever the acquiring company's prior earnings per share are. So essentially, if you want a deal to be accretive, all you need to do is buy a company with a lower price to earnings multiple. And that has nothing to do with the underlying economics. And to give you a case in point here, reading from the press release in August that Hologix put out, specifically they announced it as saying the transaction delivers a strong growth profile with attractive economics and is expected to be 20 cents accretive to Hologix non-GAAP adjusted earnings per share in 2013 and significantly more accretive on a non-GAAP basis thereafter. From that, I would assume investors think the deal is good for them. The truth is, it is not good for them. The economics of the deal are the following. Hologix paid about $3.7 billion for roughly $90 million in annual after-tax cash flow. All right, and that $90 million is derived from what Genprobe told me, or I'm sorry, published their guidance for 2012 earnings to be.
Okay.
$90 million on top of $3.7 billion is about 2.5%, or a little less than 2.5%, 2.4%. So that basically means that Hologix, that acquisition is delivering a return for investors, you know, somewhere between a 10 and 30-year treasury bond.
Ouch.
Which is not so good, right?
Yeah, well, and it's not what they're telling you, obviously.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is, and combine that with the fact that, you know, over the last 5 years, Hologix has written down 60 cents of every dollar of assets on their books, or equity on their books. So there's about $3 billion of write-offs, and their total assets, that represents 60% of their reported net assets. So for every dollar that's been put into the business over its life, they've written off 60 cents of that. And why I bring that up is that essentially what I'm telling you is that this deal is not only is it not value accretive to investors, this deal is probably a precursor to additional write-downs in the future.
That's an important thing to get here, because some folks might hear, okay, the deal is non-accretive, and think, okay, well, fine, it's not helping us right now, but the idea was position the business better and drive things better in the future. And you're saying there's really too much to overcome for that, right?
That's exactly right. So that's a very good point, Chuck. Thank you for that question. The synergies required, or the incremental profit or perpetual cost savings from the acquisition, around $400 million a year, right? And that's a big number, right?
Wow.
If the after-tax cash flow of GenProbe, and I was trying to be conservative in this, and so I marked it up as much as I could, is about $90 million. So I don't think it's possible for the acquisition to somehow create synergies worth $400 million bucks a year, right?
Quickly, because we're almost out of time, how bad could this get in terms of, if somebody is looking at the stock now, it's Hologic, ticker symbol HOLX. It's trading for just over 20 bucks a share. How big a haircut are you looking at here?
I think it could be huge. I mean, look, the no growth value of the stock, and I'm not saying that Hologic isn't going to grow at all, right? But the no growth value of the stock is under 4 bucks a share. So out of the $20 per share, 16 bucks is dependent upon future growth. That's a lot. That's a lot of future growth. And I'm thinking, you know, the stock could easily be cut in half when the market finally recognizes and reconciles the economics of the business to the price of the business.
Well, that is exactly why something winds up in the danger zone. And it's why we have David Trainer on each week. Now, if you want more information, David mentioned his blog. You can get all the information at newconstructs.com. You can also come to the moneylifeshow.com webpage, where you're going to find David listed as one of our regulars, and you can get all his information. You can also follow him at New Constructs on Twitter. David Trainer, always a pleasure to chat with you. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Me too, Chuck. Thank you very much.
It's not the big interview next. It's the Money Life Market Call next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.